Exercise 1. 1. Yes, Dean Wormer. This is Victor Rosselli, the Chief of Staff to Secretary Belsky. I'm calling you to... Well, I'm really sorry about this. As you've probably read, there have been problems in the last few days with the various financial markets, and the Europeans are getting frightened after the free fall that we saw in the Asian markets this morning. The European Central Bank has called for an emergency summit with the world's financial ministers, and Secretary Belsky has been invited to attend. The president is urging him to go, and he must leave for Frankfurt at once. I'm sorry, but he won't be able to give the speech that he promised to deliver at Tavistock College tonight. 2.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you all for coming to tonight's event. This is our third instalment of Tavistock College's Profiles in Success speaker series that will carry on until the end of the school year. I know that we had announced that Treasury Secretary Stephen Belsky was supposed to attend tonight, but he was summoned to an emergency meeting in Frankfurt and sends his regrets for not being able to attend. We have been able to round up a replacement speaker tonight, and I'd like to present you a true success in the world of documentary filmmaking. Please welcome to Tavistock College the award-winning director, Annie Rowell.
3.
My most recent film steps away from my usual topic. I was always fascinated about women and music, and my last three films were about three different generations of women in musical families who live in three different countries. So my previous film showed these women and their traditions of music and song creation. But with the ongoing crisis in the Middle East and Central Asia, I was drawn to the plight of women and decided to do a film about mothers and children in refugee camps.
4.
My film was completed last month and is currently in the editing process. I was even able to get the famous British actor Sir Neville MacLeod to narrate the film. I ran into him at Heathrow Airport and just asked him directly if he would do it and do it for free. So you can imagine how shocked I was when he said yes. Anyways, I'm not here to tell you all about the fun of working with a talented actor or the process of filmmaking, but rather to get the word out about this film. I would like you to visit my website and share the link on your social media pages to raise awareness of the crisis and, of course, for my documentary.
5.
This conflict is one of the most violent in recent history, as the brutality is something that has not been seen in quite some time. What is also brutal about this is the lack of coverage in the news. As most of the fighting is outside of major cities and in far-off places that have been the sites of conflicts in the past, few journalists cover what is said. Since most of the victims are from developing countries, many in the developed world feel empathy towards them.